In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
100 billion, million, trillion dollars.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
Rush to Reason, hour number two is upon us. Denver's afternoon rush. I'm going to get right to it because we got a lot in store for you this hour. Daniel Turner joining us now, founder and executive director of Power the Future, a national nonprofit organization that advocates for American energy jobs. Daniel, welcome to Rush to Reason. I should say welcome back. You've been with us before.
I have, and it's always great to be back on with you. Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it very much. Let's talk about the Green New Deal. I would venture to guess that will be part of what I have not looked at the agenda for the vice presidential debate tonight, but you and I both know this will most likely come up in every debate moving forward.
I hope it comes on tonight's debate because it really wasn't prominently featured in the first presidential debate. They talked about climate change, and they did mention the Green New Deal in the sense that Joe Biden flip-flopped on it again. Now suddenly he opposes the Green New Deal, even though it's prominently featured all throughout his website. But one thing for certain, Kamala Harris strongly supports the Green New Deal. And if I am Vice President Pence,
you're bringing it up, right?
I'm going to push her. Absolutely.
You darn right. Thank you. And yeah, I want to remind everybody really quick, because I'm going to keep saying this, Daniel, as you just said a moment ago. I'm going to keep reminding everybody every single solid day. Joe Biden said last week he is the face of the Democrat Party, and he said he didn't believe in the Green New Deal.
Exactly. And that's news to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's a fact.
All these folks. But, you know, it goes to show you how this piece of legislation is so polar. I can't even call it legislation.
No, thank you.
This nonsensical proposal is so polarizing. And the reason why is because it is not based in fact. It is not based in science. It is not based in economics or sound reasoning.
No.
And this is Rush to Reason. It is based in political conjecture and popular impression. And that's not a way to run a country.
Well said. Thank you. Because, you know, all we keep hearing right now, especially when it comes to coronavirus, is, well, follow the science, this, that, and the other. And yet, when they put things out like the Green New Deal, to your point, Daniel, it's not following the science. It's not following the facts. And it would be detrimental to the citizens of the United States of America, which, frankly, Daniel, I believe is part of the motive in this.
Absolutely. And look, people need to understand the Green New Deal calls for the abolition of the combustion engine.
Right.
That is not a hyperbole. That is not an exaggeration. That is not me trying to sound fun on the radio. It wants to abolish the combustion engine. That has brought about a lot of progress for mankind, for the American individual.
Daniel, I'm an automotive guy, and I want to stop for just 1 second because what Henry Ford, and I understand that he didn't invent the engine, and he didn't, you know, he didn't really invent the car, but he made it modern to where we as Americans, Henry Ford made the Model T to where Americans could enjoy freedom, transportation, and what the car and the combustion engine did. Not just for America, Daniel, but for the entire world's population, we should be forever grateful for that.
Amen. And the governor of California, in his press conference 2 weeks ago, when he talked about how he was going to ban the sale of gas-powered cars, was standing in front of an $80,000 electric Audi. Now, I have no problem with people. I wish I had $80,000. I may not buy an electric Audi, but you buy whatever you want. But what Henry Ford did, as you just so eloquently said, he made it accessible to the average person. The average person cannot afford an electric vehicle.
No, and Daniel, again, you don't know this about me, but I actually drive I drive many cars, but I drive a Chevy Bolt, and I bought it on purpose just so I could find out what all of this, you know, quote unquote, electrification of automobiles is like. In fact, I'd love to have you back because I've got a lot of my own experiences in actually owning an electric vehicle. And what I learned the most about owning an electric vehicle, two things are most prevalent. Number one, it is a blast to drive. I'll give it that. I'm not saving the planet. I don't care. It's a blast. It's fun to drive. It's instant acceleration. That part is joyous. But on top of that, Daniel, what I learned is the average American cannot own the car I own, period.
No. No. And that's what will happen when we start banning things. And Henry Ford did not lobby to ban horses and buggies.
No, he did right? not. He let the free market run its course.
And that's what will happen. And I think electric vehicles have a bright future. But right now to say, well, we need a Green New Deal that will abolish X in order to give us Y,
no.
That is now how humanity progresses. That is not how America has progressed.
No, and the other thing about the electric, you know, or the electrification of vehicles, I guess I should say, Daniel, and how I think it needs to work is as more demand comes on and the price comes down and people want to drive an electric car, knowing there is a limit to that particular vehicle, and I won't get into all the details because most people know what those limits are, the range and so on. But my feeling, Daniel, is those start to take hold and more people want them, then our infrastructure for that will grow accordingly. Because right now, we don't even have the infrastructure in place to even have an electric car in every home in America or every driving home in America. There's no way we could even do that today. So these governors and these folks in the Green New Deal that think that could happen tomorrow are just flat out, I'll just say it, Daniel, they're morons. They don't even understand how the system works.
They are. The governor of California is going to provide electricity for his whole state, and now he wants everyone to plug in their electric vehicle.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Electricity?
Makes no sense.
And that's why the Green New Deal is really, and that's just one small component, the abolition of the combustion engine.
Yes.
When you dig through every other part of the Green New Deal, people will be horrified.
Well, and let's face it, we also know, and you and I have talked about this before, what it takes to make even the products that are in the car that I'm driving, and I guess I really should be ashamed of myself for even buying a car that needs the rare earth metals that are even inside of it, you know, and where those come from and how they're mined and the slave labor that goes into it. You know, frankly, I should be ashamed for buying it. If I didn't buy it for the testing purposes and so on, Daniel, you know, yeah, let's face it, those things should not be going on. But the reality is the more we push those things, the more of that's going to happen on the other side.
And the amount of fossil fuels that they require. So it's funny that there's this group that says we need to keep all fossil fuels in the ground. Well, I don't know, how do we make the rubber for the tires? How do we make how do we forge the steel that is the frame of the car, right? The amount of oil and gas and coal
that
is still required for green technology.
That's right.
It almost doesn't even offset the fossil fuels that it claims to require.
No, and the car that I'm driving, even, Daniel, the plastics, even the sheathing that goes around the wires for, you know, even what the battery is contained in. I mean, you can go down the list, and the reality is that car needs petroleum to even be made in the first place.
Yeah, it does. And we are not ready to abolish fossil fuels in America.
No.
And by abolishing them, we will not usher in a brand new technological tomorrow. What we will do is we will punish the average person. Like you said, you are in a position to afford that car, more power to you. But a lot of Americans aren't. And when you take things off the market like this, what you are doing is you are punishing average citizen.
That's right.
In California, who's getting punished with electricity rationing? Right? It's not Beverly Hills. It's not Silicon Valley.
Right.
Facebook's offices have not been told by the governor to turn off their power. But average moms and dads, regular middle-class Californians, they're the ones who suffer.
Well said. Daniel, how do folks find out more about your organization? Again, I would love to get you back and even talk more about my own personal experience on, you know, the electric vehicle and so on, and how it is not, in today's world, even today, mainstream yet.
I would love to come out with you and do a whole video series on it. I think it would be fascinating.
I'd love to. I would do that in a heartbeat. It would be a piece of cake to do.
We will plan that. That would be an honor for me to do. And they can find me at powerthefuture.com. That's something that I think people would love to see.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you joining us. We'll have you back. And just let me know. Whatever you want to do on the other, I'll do it. I'm in.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Daniel Turner again. He is Power the Future, national nonprofit organization that advocates for American energy jobs. John Pence should be joining us here momentarily. Before that, though, Mighty Hand Construction is next, and they want to help you out with all of your projects around the house, windows, siding, roof, you name it, including expansion of your home itself. They can do all of that. Mighty Hand Construction, find them at klzradio.com or 970-844-9191.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
All right, to pay for those upgrades around the house, just go to Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers can help you with how to take some of that equity, turn it into cash, get the things done around the house you need, and in a lot of cases, not increase the cash flow that you're actually paying out. Call him today. Find out how he can do that for you. 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And the Trump campaign, John Pence is supposed to be joining us now, but as things can happen at times, he can get on other calls and be delayed and so on. So we will take that call whenever we get a chance, or whenever he gets a chance to call us, I should say. They are, what he was going to call in about, launching Operation MAGA, which we've all seen and know about, to keep the campaign at full speed. And for those of you listening, I'm sure most of you already know that tonight will be the vice presidential debate. And I was trying to look up. I didn't get a chance to do that yet through all of the different things we had going on. But I was trying to look up exactly what the topics tonight were going to be. And I haven't seen an actual list of things that the vice presidential debate will be about. Although, you know, back to what we just talked about a moment ago with Daniel, I would venture to guess that some of what we just got done talking about with Daniel will most likely, you know, be in the vice presidential debate. I would be hard pressed to believe something about the Green New Deal does not come up tonight. That would be my guess that we would actually get into that, or that they would actually get into that tonight. And it looks like we've actually got John Pence joining us now. So Charlie's answering the phone, and we'll get him up and rolling and find out exactly what's going on the campaign trail here in just a few seconds. John Pence joining us now. John, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
John, it's great to be on the show. I just finished a great event with Congressman Ken Buck.
Nice.
And, you know, showing the support we got for this president and how we're all going to do the job here in 27 days to make sure that America has four more years.
And we got a lot going on. I know that your uncle will be on stage tonight in the debate, in the VP debate with,
that's right,
with Kamala Harris, and it'll be interesting tonight. I don't know exactly what questions were going to be asked tonight. We just had a guest on talking about the Green New Deal and what a disaster that would be for America if something like that got pushed through. And John, that's all the more reason why we've got to make sure that Donald Trump continues to be president.
Well, remember, too, John, a co-author of the Green New Deal will be across the stage from the vice president. Senator Kamala Harris from California authored the Green New Deal. We've seen how California has destroyed American energy independence and replaced it with broken government dependence. And we can reject these radical ideas being pushed by today's Democrat Party when we vote Republican and when we re-elect President Trump.
Well, and I appreciate what you just said about California as well, because we did talk about that momentarily. Didn't get into great detail, but, you know, they have got things, I'll just say it, they've got things so screwed up out there, John, that they can't even power all of the homes and businesses that they've got in California, yet they've got a governor who wants to go complete electric vehicles by 2035.
John, they can't even keep their lights on in California, and this is how crazy it is, right? To, I guess, make some consumers there feel good by saying we're going to phase out all non-electric vehicles. But not addressing the broken electrical grid.
Yep.
How are you going to meet demand for all your electric vehicles when you currently can't even meet demand for homes in California?
They can't. I mean, bottom line is they won't be able to.
Yeah. And that's I think that's what we're going to hear tonight. I think you're going to hear the vice president speaking and having that opportunity, unfiltered, being able to speak directly to the American people about what they're voting for when they vote for Biden-Harris, you know, not just what they're voting against, but what they're voting for.
Yeah.
When they vote for the ideas that, in the words of Bernie Sanders, were once radical, are now mainstream, what are those mainstream ideas mean? What do they mean for the American small business? Mm. You know, how do all those trillions of dollars of taxes impact an economy that was booming before this pandemic came in? And, you know, what is that going to mean for our future prosperity and security, not just here at home, but abroad? You know, it was under the Biden administration that they spent years appeasing the Ayatollah of Iran, sending billions in cash. And, you know, President Trump turned things around, rebuilding the military, showing that peace through strength works. Not a talking point. You know, he just got nominated for the third time for the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's right. Let's not forget that.
Two peace accords in the Middle East.
That's right.
You know, look at the record of results, and I think the choice becomes pretty clear to the American people after you talk about that.
I agree. On top of that, let's not forget moving, you know, our embassy to Jerusalem, which, by the way, the left said would be the biggest disaster known to mankind, which, by the way, turned out to be just the opposite. It has done more to further peace in that particular realm, and we've proven that, or I shouldn't say we. He has proven that by the things that the Trump administration has done. So nothing could have been farther from the truth. Again, John, what we just continue to hear out of that side is just constant. You know, I don't even call it misinformation anymore, John. It's just constant lies, one after another, that come out of that side. I'm going to call it for what it is. They're lies.
Yeah. Well, John, you can say we the people. You know,
well said.
This is the people's president.
True.
We all sent him there to fight for we the people, to finally put America first, to actually do what he said he was going to do. And this president's been fighting every day for all of us. And it's now, you know, it's traveling the country. I got here from Iowa, within Michigan last week, in Arizona. I'll be in Durango and Grand Junction with Lauren Boebert, who we need in Congress.
Yes,
fighting
we do.
For our freedoms. You know, this is the people's president. You can bet, thank God, the prayers are working. He's feeling healthy. But, you know, the president knows that that in life there are risks. And there's only one dominant being in America, and that's God. It's not this virus. We can protect the most vulnerable. You'll hear tonight on how we've all had to do that.
Yep.
And we've done it.
Yep,
you
we
know,
have.
You remember the 45 days of slow the spread? It's like we forget all of the hard work we did together.
That's right.
To protect Americans. And you'll hear the real work, the vice president leading the task force, what was actually happening instead of what the media was saying was happening.
Yep.
And I think, you know, I think it's going to be a tremendous opportunity for the president, for this agenda to put America first, to be on full display to the American people tonight.
And, John, I'm not trying to say this as a joke because I mean this sincerely. It's really easy not to get COVID when you're stuck in your own basement, and I don't mean that as a joke. I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, the president said he could have stayed in the residence, in the people's house. You know, he knew there were risks involved. But it kind of makes me think about, you know, think about George Washington and that iconic painting of him crossing the Delaware River.
That's right.
There were risks involved in that, too.
That's right.
And, you know, we are the land of the free because of the bravery of those who came before us. And I think, you know, the American people see the president's leadership on this. They see how he is being a brave leader for our future, for our jobs here, for our security and opportunity for every American. And it's that kind of bold leadership that, you know, the American people have the chance to choose for four more years.
I also know that you guys on the campaign trail have got other coalitions that will be firing up or already are fired up, but they'll be in high gear. Women for Trump, Black Voices for Trump, Latinos for Trump, and others that will be in a lot of the key states out there as well.
Yep, John, we're calling it Operation MAGA. You're going to see the campaign all over the country and folks from every corner and every community in this country saying why they support the president and his commitment to put America first for every American, for our freedoms, and for what makes this country so great. I was actually just finishing an event speaking with volunteers here in Colorado that just last week knocked over 39,000 doors across the state.
Awesome.
You know, made over 300,000 phone calls. I mean, we're doing the hard work of campaigning across the country, and last week knocked over 2 million doors. We the people, and you know, we're on track to be over 2.5 million this week. You got to remember too, John, right before the news hit about the president, you know, catching the virus, the Biden campaign announced that they were going to return to the field, that they were going to concede that they need to be doing that hard work of campaigning, knocking doors and contacting voters. And, you know, I think it's going to be tremendous ground that they have to make up. And you know, we've been running this race hard for over 3.5 years. We returned to the field safely and responsibly in June, and we're running our own race. And you can bet that the president and Republicans up and down the ticket, Senator Gardner and Congressman Ken Buck, they're going to finish strong through the tape here in 27 days when we finish the job for America.
Nice. John, as always, I know you're busy. I'll let you go. I appreciate very much you joining us today. As always, you're welcome anytime, or anybody else from the campaign, whatever.
Thanks,
you want to update us, just let us know. We'll get you right on.
Well, hope to be back in Colorado soon.
Okay.
And, you know, let's go win for America.
Sounds
great. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thanks,
John Pence, that is the nephew of our vice president. And speaking of the vice president and the debate tonight, I've got a little something I want to play. And I know we're tight on time, Charlie, but give me one second here because I really want to play this. I think this is fitting as to what John Pence needs to do, or not John, but what Mike Pence needs to do. We were just talking to John, but Mike is his uncle. So John's the nephew. Mike is the vice president. You all know that. What Mike needs to do tonight against Kamala Harris is what Tulsi Gabbard did in the primaries, you know, the runoffs that was happening on the Democrat side. I've got a little clip I want to play, and honestly, after I watch this clip, it's still amazing to me they didn't do more with Tulsi Gabbard, but I'm really kind of glad they didn't. Here, listen to this.
Back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting Black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on the floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform a system that is badly in need of reform. That is why we created initiatives that were about reentering former offenders and getting them counseling.
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you are in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, You did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
All right. I hope Mike Pence tonight does some of what Tulsi Gabbard did to Kamala Harris. I guess we'll find out tonight. But without further ado, Pure 4 Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And if you want to buy a new or used vehicle, they've got you covered. Literally, they've been doing this since 1960. And folks, you don't stay in business that long and not know how this works. They really do know how to take care of you, the customer. Give them a call today, 303-659-8311, or go to purefoyChevrolet.com.
My first name is Steve, and I began going to Pure 4 in 1993. And even though I live 45 minutes away, I've never gone to another dealership. And I bought five cars from them over the years, all Corvettes. My overall impression has always been the same, and that is that they're a small-town dealership. They're a dealership in a small town, but they're really as professional and courteous and as concerned with their customer satisfaction as any dealership or any business I've ever been to before. Just about everybody that you run into there just makes you feel like family. And why would you not want to deal with somebody like that? We've all been to places where you walk in the door and you realize that whoever it is you're talking to really doesn't care. You're just somebody they want to get out before 5 o'clock so they can go home. And in this day and age of technology and, you know, all the stuff that we've got going on that says you've got to get people out the door to make money, that's just a breath of fresh, it's a hurricane of fresh air to go up and deal with Raleigh and his staff. They're just wonderful, wonderful people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Hey, if you're tired of eating out and you do that because you just don't like what's going on in your kitchen at home, change that. Go to klzradio.com, look up Enchanted Kitchens, make an appointment today, get a free consultation, and let them do the rest. It's really that easy. How I just said it, that's how it works. And if you do it now, you could easily have a new kitchen by Christmas. Go to klzradio.com or dial 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. All right, up next, we've got Olivia Perez Cubas. And Olivia, thank you for joining us again. You're going to be a regular guest with us on a weekly basis. We appreciate it. Talk to us, though. We've got a vice presidential debate coming up tonight, which, of course, one of those will be a lady on stage, not on our side, but on the other. But if you have anything to say about things moving forward, we're going to change the makeup of what our party looks like, right?
Absolutely. It's been a record year for Republican women, more Republican women than ever before ran for office, more Republican women than ever before won their primary elections, and more Republican women than ever before will be on the ballot come November. And we are very proud of that. We've made incredible gains in a pretty short time and just hoping to keep building off of them in future cycles.
Which, by the way, congratulations. I think that's great. And it's not that, you know, I'm one, and you would know this about me. I just want the best person that we have out there to campaign, win the elections, and keep this country on the right track. That's what it's going to take. I don't care whether it's male or female, but on the same token, Olivia, I think there's a lot of times where, and you and I have talked about this, where a particular situation, a particular a district, if you would, a lady fits that demographic and fits what's going on there even better than a man would. In that case, we should be running a woman there.
Absolutely. I think, you know, kind of one of the things that we saw is that the party could be doing a better job of kind of tapping into all corners of the country, all different kinds of industries, and trying to help recruit more women. And, you know, there are many districts where the most qualified candidate for that district is a woman, but maybe she is hesitant to get in the race. Maybe she's concerned that she can't do it all, or perhaps she's not ready or qualified or can't fundraise. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we kind of joke that, you know, we have to convince women to run for office. And oftentimes we have to convince men not to run for office.
Right.
So, and we
have a great example of that here in Colorado with Lauren Boebert. I've known Lauren for a number of years now. She's on the Western Slope, you know, owns a restaurant there. And, you know, we've talked to her many times on our program, and I'm sure you're very familiar, but that's a great example where Lauren primaried against an incumbent Republican. She's, for the most part, in a Republican, you know, district, but here in Colorado, that, you know, that can change, you know, dramatically with all the people that we've had moving in. But that's a situation where Lauren basically said, listen, I need to go to Washington and do some things differently than our current incumbent. That would have been Scott Tippin. We've got to do things differently than what he's been doing. I've got a vision for that. And by George, Olivia, she got involved and got going and won.
Yeah, and we are big fans of Lauren. We actually just endorsed her. So big fans of her. And she's a perfect example of that, that if you have a vision, if you have the drive, if you want to do it, you got to put your name on the ballot. And, you know, oftentimes Republican women hesitated. And I do think with so many more women running, I do think, you know, we saw so many Democrat women in 2018 run for office. It was deemed the year of the woman, but it was really only the year of the Democrat woman. And so many qualified Republican women had to watch from the sidelines. And I think a combination of the progress we've made, groups like Winning for Women, the one I work for, and so many women on the left getting into office, I think that combination just really encouraged Republican women to step up.
And by the way, we should have, just as a side note, Olivia, we should have been doing that long before now. And I applaud you. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate, you know, the organization and the PAC and what you guys have done. I will say this, though. It shouldn't have taken you guys doing that to make this happen. I'm glad it did, but it should have been happening long before now.
I agree, and it's interesting because I think this is something that the party talked about for a while, right? Election after election, we were like, we have to broaden the 10, we have to diversify, we need more women running for office. But it kind of just faded, and then nothing was really done about it. And truly, I think this year, things kind of, I mean, there were, at the end of 2018, the number of Republican women in the House went down to 13. That's just 13 Republican women in the entire United States House of Representatives. That is just not reflective of reality, of the country, of all the Republican women out there. And I think it was kind of rock bottom, where it's like, we can do so much better than this. Mm. We've got something to show for ourselves. And, you know, groups like ours really stepped up. At least Stefanik really stepped up. I think, you know, party leadership stepped up, and it worked out.
No, and appreciate, again, I don't want to take anything away from what you guys have done. You've done a great job, and I think sometimes it takes organizations like what you guys have going on, Winning for Women. I mean, I believe it takes, at times, organizations, what I'm trying to get at, to prod some things along and make some movement and get some things happening where it's no longer just, you know, I'll just say it, Olivia, it's no longer lip service, but there's actually things happening. There's progress being made. And I'll give you guys credit where credit's due. You've made that happen that probably wouldn't be happening otherwise.
Yeah. You know, I think we have something to do with it. But I do think everyone kind of came to the table. And it happened all at the right time. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if you remember this or were paying attention to this, but when Elise Stefanik first said that this is something that she wanted to make a priority, she was kind of met with pushback from Republican leadership. And she had to say, you know, I'm not asking for permission. I'm going to do this, and it's happening. And she did it. And I think kind of a confluence of all those factors just
you are 100% correct. I mean, I was well aware of that. You know, I'm a little different in Colorado as a talk show host. I'm a Republican. I am solid. I'm a conservative. I will do anything I possibly can for our party, Olivia, but I'm not even like you. I'm not even on the inside of the party as much as you are. I mean, I'm a guy that that voted for, you know, forever. I was involved in primaries. I even worked some of the voting booths back in the day. So I've been very involved in that end of things. But I've never been sort of that quote-unquote insider in, you know, here in Colorado. So, you know, me getting into the talk show world was something that just sort of happened, and here I am, and now I talk about it, I participate on this level, but I've never been sort of that inside guy. And so to a large extent, I can kind of understand where a lot of these women, you know, have come from, or a lot of these people that are running today come from, because unless, and this is something, by the way, that needs change, unless you're one of those insiders, you a lot of times don't get that thumbs up approval to run.
Right. That is very fair. And it's also encouraging to hear that you feel this way, because it's one thing as kind of a political insider, if you will, to look at a map and be like, you know, if we want to win, this is what we need to do, which is valid. But it's another thing to say, you know, for Americans across the country, want to see more representation. Women want to see more representation that looks like them, that sounds like them. They want more women seated at the table when they're talking about things that matter to them and their families. And I think it's just an across the board.
Agree.
This is an effort that everyone should be getting behind for the long-term survival.
I agree. And it is a joy to me to see some of this happening because, yeah, I am one of those guys that, you know, while I love our party, I am a conservative through and through. I probably always will be. You know, part of the way I was raised, it's part of my belief system. It's how I look at things. It's how I look at life, Olivia. But I also know that I hate having to have sort of that, if you would, you know, nod of approval from somebody up above to even make sure that you can run for a particular office. To me, that's not the way things should be. If you want to run and you've got what it takes to run, and I also believe we should run the best candidate possible and the candidate that can win. I do believe that. And I've had many discussions here on air, Olivia, where I feel like there are times where, and folks listening, please listen to me when I say this. Olivia, I know there's also times where the right candidate in the right district with the right mindset has to run. I think you know what I mean by that. And we need to do a better job as conservatives of putting the right people in the right places at the right time to win.
Absolutely. And I think that sometimes there shouldn't be a line, someone who feels like they have to wait their turn to run for office. I think, you know, that's counterintuitive to a democracy and what we stand for. And when you find a candidate who is the best fit and qualified and is just an exceptional candidate, regardless of gender, you need to do what you can to support him or her, to back him or her, to vote for him or her.
Agreed.
In our case, obviously, we are a Republican women's group. So we look for those women candidates who should be running, perhaps aren't, or are scared to, and just kind of pushing them a little bit over. They're doing it. We're giving them a nudge.
And you know what? That's, in a lot of cases, that's all it takes, is for somebody to come alongside of a particular individual and say, hey, you know, if I was talking to you, you were somebody that was thinking of running. Hey, Olivia, you know what? I know you've thought about running. I know that's been something that's been on your mind. You've got some passion for this. And guess what? I think you would be a great candidate for X. So you know what? We're going to do our very best to come alongside you, help you, teach you, train you. Whatever we need to do to assist you, we want to be here for you. Are you willing now to move forward with our, you know, with our help? And that's really all you're doing.
Absolutely. And again, this is something that the left has been doing very well.
Thank you. It's about high time we did it.
They have a decades-long head start on us, especially in terms of promoting and recruiting women with groups like Emily's List. And there needs to be a counterpart to that, or else we're going to get extremely outnumbered, which we've seen. And, you know, we kind of hit a rock bottom, like I said. 13 Republican women in the entire House of Representatives is just not reflective of reality. So we need to be doing, if you want it to look different, you got to do things differently.
And it's not even reflective, Olivia, of, I mean, I interview tons and tons of people on air, as you can imagine. And I know even inside of our own state party that there are countless ladies that are working strong in this party to make us as conservatives, you know, take this state back and become a red state again. And I know that they're out there. They're working hard, and I know they exist. So to your point a second ago, no, it's not representative of what even our party looks like, because we've got tons and tons and tons of ladies that are out there on the battle, you know, on the front lines on the battlefield every single solid day.
That's exactly right. These women exist. They're out there. They just need a little bit help to get their message out there. And I think also, in large part, when we do have an exceptional woman candidate, the left puts a target on her.
Yep.
They outspend her.
Yep.
They pummel her with resources. The media oftentimes overlooks and ignores Republican women at best. Sometimes they are biased against them in terms of coverage. And it's important that Republicans have Republicans' back. And in large part, that means making sure we're supporting exceptional quality women candidates.
Well said. And I appreciate everything that you just said and everything you're doing. Not only are you talking about it, but you guys are backing it up as well. All right, for everybody out there listening that would like to know more about your organization and how to help, where do they go, Olivia?
Go to winningforwomen.com or at winningforwomen on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Learn more about what we do, our mission, and all the incredible candidates that we've endorsed.
Now, I also know that speaking of those endorsements, you have a list of those where folks want to know where those folks are and if they even want to help with a candidate that's not even in Colorado or in their district, they can do that. Where do they find that list?
Yes, they can. Go to winningforwomen.com, click our endorsements tab. You could read about their bios, and there's a link there where you can donate directly to their campaigns and help give them a boost over the finish line for November.
Okay, so when it comes to, and I know we're running out of time, but I want to get this in. When it comes to you guys picking these endorsements, how do you go about doing that? In other words, how do you determine who you're going to endorse and not?
Yeah, a few things. One, we want to make sure that they are the best fit for their district.
Okay.
Sometimes that looks a little bit different given the district.
Gotcha.
But we want to make sure that whomever we endorse is a good representation of that district. We want to make sure that they have fundraising chops, that they can afford to run a competitive race.
Okay.
We try to help them as much as we can on that front. And also to make sure that they have strong campaign teams who are smart, know what they're doing, have a good strategy that can help them get over the finish line.
Okay.
When they meet those few things, you know, they earn our endorsement.
And it looks like you've got roughly, if I do my count really quick, what, around 40 or so candidates that you've endorsed? Does that sound about right?
That sounds right, yep.
Okay, so folks, if you want to know where those candidates are, and by the way, one of them right on the top line is our candidate here in Colorado, Lauren Boebert. She's just one of those 40 where if you want to go there and find out how you can actually support these individual races, you can do so.
Yep, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Olivia, first of all, thank you for joining us on a weekly basis. We'll talk to you again next week. If anything else comes up in the meantime, please let me know.
I will do. I enjoy chatting with you.
Appreciate it very much. Again, Olivia Perez Cubas, we appreciate her joining us. Winning for Women is what the website is. Just go Winning for Women. I just did it, by the way, as we were talking. You can sign up there. You can get all the updates, find out exactly what's going on and how you can help. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist, and Bruce would love to help you if you're in the market for a reverse mortgage. Ask him. He'll tell you all the details, the ins and outs. Find him at klzradio.com.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment, as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening. Mark, you're up next. What's going on today, sir?
Hey, this is Mark. I call you guys every now and then.
Yes, how are you, sir? Good to hear from you.
Good, man. Yeah, hopefully it's okay. Tomorrow around 5 o'clock, like Quebec and 470, we're doing a flag wave event. So anybody wants to go?
Okay, so 470 and Quebec at about 5 o'clock
tomorrow. I think it's on, the southwest corner.
Okay.
Kind of near there's a left peep over there. Last Thursday was a pretty big turnout. So
that is awesome.
I'm enjoying them too much.
No, this is great. We, you know, as you know, Mark, and you hear what we talk about on a daily basis, we still have we've got a lot of work to do. We're not done yet. We are not across the finish line, and frankly, won't be until Election Day.
Well, or a month later, maybe.
And maybe even after that. I guess we'll see. But yeah, well said. Point taken.
So anyway, I'd love to have as many people show up as possible.
That's awesome. Do they need to sign up or just show up?
No, they can just show up, bring flags, anything related to Republicans, Trump, U.S. flag, American flag, whatever they want to do.
All right, perfect. Mark, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you very much. Enjoy, sir. All right, and that is going to be tomorrow night again, 5 o'clock, 470 and Quebec, a big flag-raising event. Let's call it what it is. It's going to be an event. So, lots going on in the world today. Again, don't forget the vice presidential debate tonight. I was just reading some things about that and some things that Mike Pence will have to do tonight. And let me just say this. I know Mike Pence well enough to know this. He will be on his game. He is a good, sharp debater. He will do well. How well will he do against Kamala? I don't know. I think he will do extremely well. That's my own thought process. How will he do against the narrator? You know, the moderator, that part, I don't know. I don't know who the moderator of tonight's event actually is. I probably should have looked that up. But bottom line is, it doesn't matter. They're all going to be against us. I don't care what moderator we end up with, folks. We are going to be on the short end of the stick, period, no matter how you look at it. So that's just the way it is. All right. Franktown Firearms is coming up next. But before that, Joe sent me something that I thought was really interesting. And there's a link story that he sent me, but it's not just the alt-right conservatives and frightened liberals who are buying guns. The highest overall firearm sales increase comes from black men and women. 58.2% increase in purchasing during the first 6 months of 2020 versus the same period last year. That is from Philip Smith, the founder of the National African American Gun Association. He said that the days are over for African Americans sitting around singing Kumbaya and hoping and praying that somebody will come and save them. We're going to save ourselves and any politician that wants our vote moving forward. They better be on the side of our thinking. Otherwise, you're not going to get our vote. We're not going to be sheep anymore. If you have half a brain in your head, even saying, oh, this might get serious, let me plan accordingly. In other words, they are. Guess what? You should be doing the very same thing. If you don't own a gun, get one. Exercise your Second Amendment right. If you own a gun, get another one. I'm one of those guys that says you can never have enough. But you can do all of that and get trained properly on how to use that gun at Franktown Firearms. Yes, folks, learn how to shoot. They've got an on-site range. They've got all the training. All the things that you need to properly shoot and handle a weapon properly, they can do for you. That's Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Buying a gun alone doesn't make you safe. Recently, the team at Franktown Firearms has been working with a lot of beginners who just want to feel safe. Widows living alone who need to protect themselves. People with arthritis in their hands who may struggle to load or rack a handgun, depending on the model. Anyone can learn defensive shooting skills, and buying a gun is a great first step. But you need to know how to use it confidently. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages everyone to try out different guns on the range before purchasing. Right now, mention KLZ to receive a free hour on the range when you purchase a new firearm. Once you've purchased your firearm, the team at Franktown advises you to sign up for one of their basic training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can become completely comfortable with that particular gun. Free gun rentals are included with private training lessons. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Just tap the app, the KLZ 560 app, available free for iPhone and Android.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. As I talked about Franktown Firearms a moment ago, folks, and you heard their ad, you know, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I would not be a good talk show host if I did not advise every one of you listening to be properly trained and know how to use and own a firearm in today's world. I would be doing all of you a disservice if I did not mention that. So I will just add a little bit to what I talked about with Franktown a moment ago. And, you know, I don't think Franktown would even care if I said this. A lot of you think, well, you know, I don't want to drive all the way south to, you know, to buy a gun. I live all the way up north, or I live in, you know, Fort Collins or Cheyenne or Loveland or wherever. You know what? I know Franktown well enough to know this. Then go to somebody near you. Learn how to shoot, you know, buy a gun, learn how to shoot properly, get some training on it if you've never done it before, and that can be done all around our listening audience, not just at Franktown. Now, if you're anywhere in this metro area or even down in the Colorado Springs area, drive up, talk to Franktown, and get it done there. But, you know, great sponsor of ours, but I also know this. There's a lot of great gun dealers and ranges in the state of Colorado. A lot of them within our ears, you know, within your earshot, you know, wherever you're listening to, because our signal goes in a tri-state, even quad-state region, if you would. So I know there's a lot of you listening that need to find something local and that's more close to you. That's fine. I know Franktown would not care. They want you to be armed. They want you to be prepared. They want you to be trained. And they want you to know what's going on in the world around you, period. And again, I would be doing you all a disservice if I did not say that. And the reason I say that is, We're not done yet. We have not won this election yet. We don't know where things are going to go this November. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I just want you all to be prepared and know exactly what to do when it comes to defending yourself. It's not the obligation of the police or the government to make sure that you're protected and defended. It's your job to do that. Make sure you get that done. And again, if you're within an earshot of Franktown Firearms, go there and get that handled. And by the way, you can find all of our great sponsors on klzradio.com. All right, coming up next, we've got a great business topic that we're going to talk about, and that's how leaders can reinvent their business when they're disrupted. That'll come up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back. Third hour is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.